Shalom Aleichem, everybody. The Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Nun Tesamud Aleph, and Nun Tesamud Beis relates a fascinating narrative about an early Amora named Eliezer Ze'ira. The Gemara says that Eliezer Ze'ira was standing in the market of Naharda, an important and prominent Jewish city in Bavel, and he was wearing black shoes, which was something that Jewish people didn't do at the time. And officials of the house of the Reish Galusa, the Exilarch, the leader of the Jewish community there, the officials of the house of the Reish Galusa, saw him and said to him, "Why are you wearing black shoes?" And Eliezer Ze'ira said to them, "I'm wearing them because I'm in mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. So I'm wearing black shoes like mourners wear." And the officers from the house of the Reish Galusa said to him, "Chashivas le'isabulei Yerushalayim, are you so important that you can mourn like this over Yerushalayim?" They thought it was gaivadik. It was presumptuous for him to do that. And Eliezer Ze'ira said to them, "Gavra rabba ana, I am a great man, a Talmud Chacham, and it's fitting for me to mourn like this." And the officers of the Reish Galusa tested him to see if indeed he was a Gavra Rabba, a Talmud Chacham. They asked him a very challenging question, and when he answered them, they sent his answer to Shmuel, the chief rabbi, so to speak, of Naharda, and indeed Eliezer Ze'ira was right. He answered the question correctly. And from that day on, Eliezer Ze'ira was considered a Gavra Rabba, and he was allowed to wear black shoes and mourn in that unconventional way. And so that's the Gemara Baba Kama. But we have to ask, what is going on here? There's a number of questions we have to ask in this Gemara, but for today's FMT, I'd like to focus on a couple relatively obvious questions on this Gemara. First of all, why was it so terrible that Eliezer Ze'ira wanted to mourn a little more than everybody else? He felt particularly saddened by the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so he expressed that. Is that so bad? And if it is so bad, why is it fine when he says, "Gavra Rabba, and I'm a great man"? Either you can wear black shoes or you can't wear black shoes. Why should a great person, a Gavra Rabba, be any different from the rest of us? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Mourning, in general, is, in some ways, a tricky thing, a balancing act. When someone dear to us passes away, chas v'shalom, we mourn. And there's Hilchos Avelos to help us channel the painful emotions in a proper way. That's mourning. That's proper mourning. But too much mourning is inappropriate. For example, the Torah says in Parshas Re'eh, in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Aleph, that you may not cut yourselves, you may not tear your hair out to mourn a dead person. Hilchos Avelus is fine and proper and necessary, but too much mourning, like cutting ourselves, God forbid, or tearing our hair out, that's usser. It makes it seem, God forbid, like we don't think there's an Olam Haba, or a Gan Eden, or Tchias HaMeisim, Chas V'Shalom. We must mourn, but we cannot overdo it. And the same is true when it comes to mourning over Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Samach Amud Beis, tells the story of some people who were so distraught over the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash that they decided not to eat meat and not to drink wine. And the Gemara says that they explained their reasoning to Rabbi Yoshua. They said, "How can we eat meat? There's no meat korbanos anymore. How can we drink wine? There's no more wine poured on the Mizbeach." And Rabbi Yeshua says, "Okay, I understand that. But if that's the case, how can you eat bread? There's no lechem apanim anymore. There's no bread in the Beis HaMikdash." They said, "Okay, no bread." And then he said, "How can you eat fruit? There's no bikurim." They said, he said, "How can you drink water? There's no water poured on the Mizbeach," and on. Rather, there are ways to mourn, and there are ways not to mourn. Mourning over Yerushalayim is necessary, but too much mourning over Yerushalayim is not appropriate either. And why not? Perhaps for the same reason that excessive mourning for a person is inappropriate. Yes, there is no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately. That's true, and we must mourn over that. But we also must appreciate what we do have, and we must appreciate what we could have. Look at Yerushalayim today, for example. It's Yom Yerushalayim today. It's flourishing. Yerushalayim is vibrant. Jews living in Yerushalayim, working in Yerushalayim, davening in Yerushalayim, learning Torah in Yerushalayim, raising families in Yerushalayim. No, you're right. It's not complete. It's not Yerushalayim HaBnuya, but it's something, and it's huge, and we can make it even more special and more holy. So mourn, absolutely, but not too much. thank Hashem for what we do have and yearn and daven for what we don't have. And that perhaps explains our Gemara as well. It was only after the people from the office of the Reish Galusa understood that Eliezer Ze'ira was a Gavr Rabba that they could let him mourn Yerushalayim a bit more than the rest of us. He understood what we've lost, and he also understood what we can gain b'siyata d'shmaya. That is truly a Gavr Rabba, someone who can make that balancing act proper. And today we too must understand this balancing act. We are sad, we mourn, we cannot truly celebrate, but we must not overdo the mourning, because if we do, we run the risk of overlooking all the beauty and Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought, that exists in the holiest city in the world. That's so much of what Yom Yerushalayim is all about. We celebrate and we thank Hashem for what we have. We appreciate what we have, and at the same time, we yearn for more, we strive for more, we daven for more. Have a wonderful Yom Yerushalayim, everyone.